Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Les Vaders is on the line. There's nothing like playoff hockey with Stratford Warriors. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you? And you're right, playoff hockey's here.
How excited are you for this?
Oh, I'm excited. It's been like they've been in playoff hockey, though, for the last month or so.
Fair enough. So we have, it's Stratford Warriors and LaSalle Vipers. Game one this Friday at the Allman Arena. Tell us about the LaSalle Vipers.
LaSalle Vipers have a OHL drafted goaltender in Winbeal, and he's a big boy. They're a big team, but Stratford can handle this team. It seems we do better on home ice with this team than we do down in LaSalle, as they use the big Olympic-sized ice there in LaSalle.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
To help us out.
Yeah, oh, okay. I did not know that. So round one of the schedule of the Sutherland Cup quarterfinals, it is this Friday at the Allman Arena. So this should be a really good series.
It should be a great series. Teams well matched up against each other. It's probably the series that looks best on paper for the Warriors. It's the travel that's the issue. They're not used to this long travel in the playoffs, except they did it a couple years ago when they faced Leamington in the Southern Cup final.
Yeah, that's another good point. So it is game one for this Friday, but then game two is Wednesday. So as you say, with the travel time, they do get some breaks in between these games.
Yeah, they've allowed the first round to be a little longer this year. So teams can spread out the games a little more, as we're a little light on the first week, but a little heavier in the second week of the seven-game series if it needs to go that far.
All right, so tickets are on sale now for this Friday?
Yes, they went on sale last night, and then they'll be on sale at the box office before game time, usually about 6 p.m.
And it's a great ticket pricing. It's $14 for adults, $12 for season ticket holders, seniors for $12 or $10 for season ticket holders, and kids 5 years in age and under, enjoy it for free so you can bring the whole family.
That's right.
Fantastic. So it is Stratford Warriors playoff hockey. It all kicks off this Friday. And I guess meanwhile, we have St. Mary's Lincolns taking on the KW Siskins a series. What do you think of this one?
I think Waterloo might give them a run in a game or two, but St. Mary's should be able to dispatch them pretty early in this series, as St. Mary's is by far the best team in the GoJHL this year. As you're talking about that, Perth County, we're so lucky. We had three teams in the top five, the top four in the Western Conference this year.
Yeah, and we are into the playoffs now. What was your thoughts? You were saying the last month almost seemed like a playoff hockey. How was the season for you?
It was great. It was a great season. My first year doing the call full-time. The kids on the team are probably the best young men you'd probably meet. They're always accommodating whenever you ask them something. Very friendly, good with the fans, good as teammates themselves, on and off the ice. Just a great bunch of kids they have this year.
Fantastic, but it's just getting started now with playoff hockey. Game one of the series with Stratford Warriors and LaSalle Vipers kicks off this Friday evening. What's the game time?
7:30 p.m.
All right, and of course, you can catch all the action with you and the team.
Yeah, we'll be on at 7:25 on www.StraffordWarriors.hockey.
Fantastic. And Les, before we let you go, and of course, Les, we'll keep checking in with playoff hockey. And before we let you go, congratulations on the 50 greatest players of all time, the list. What's the reaction been like to the list?
It's been very positive. Of course, people are going to have their own reaction and their own 50 players. There's just so many players you could have on that list. But we've had nothing but positive reaction. Everybody loved the way it was announced, and it started the conversation, and that's what we really wanted to see, was people talking about the hockey club and their memories and that.
Yeah, exactly. It gets that conversation going, but as you say, there's always discussion. There's always somebody that feels they should have been on the list, or somebody that was left off.
There's a couple stories we never knew about, like the Pat Kelly story, them going up and getting him. His father just passed away, and they needed him in the playoffs against Streetsville because he was a tough hockey player. They went up. Denny Flanagan went up, got him to come back to the team there. And so then I was able to talk to Jim Kelly, his son, and he told me that story is about two-thirds correct.
Oh, that's awesome. There you go. Les Vaders with Stratford Warriors Hockey. It is game one with LaSalle Vipers. Let's fill the Allman Arena for this Friday evening. 7:30 is the drop of the puck. Be there and enjoy some great hockey. Les Vaders. Thanks so much, Les, and we'll check in again.
Perfect. Yeah, well, we'll talk again next week, maybe.